Hi, folks. This is Sam Cedar with some, hopefully not too bad news. Unfortunately, I cannot do the show today because it is Halloween and it's necessary for me to go and get the candy, and I have to decorate our front door with cobwebs and stuff. And the kids take it very seriously if I don't put the time in. Anyways, Michael was going to host the show today, as he often does on Mondays. However, he was getting a pedicure because it's Halloween. He doesn't want, if he's going to be doing a lot of walking, he doesn't want to hurt his nails. So we have my manager, Ron Hartenbaum, has said he's got a great show that he represents from Massachusetts, and they're going to be filling in for us today. I'm sure it'll be good, and we'll be back, of course, live tomorrow.
Now, coming live from the Stoughton area Jenny Craig Studios, it's the Ken Kenny Ken Show with the Diddy, Scotto, and the Beatles.
All right. It's 3 past the hour, and it's time for some listener email. We are only now 9 days away. How many days away are we? 9 days away until Donald Trump becomes the next president, the 50-something president of the United States of America.
I thought it was in the 70s, but whatever. America gets saved 9 days from today.
The 70s, dude, that was 40 years ago. All right, so getting back to this listener email, and later in the hour, we're going to have probably closer to the bottom of the hour, maybe a little bit before then, we're going to have this liberal commentator on to catch us up on what's going on in terms of the polls. See if we can get one lib ever to acknowledge the fact that Hillary Clinton is perhaps one of the world's greatest criminal minds that has ever been produced. All right? I doubt it, but we'll see if we can get one person to admit the truth. Okay, so this listener from, they're from just outside of Foxborough. Asking the question, how come we never hear the new doc speak? Now, Scotto, you hear all the time. I mean, sometimes too much. And you hear me, the deuce, all the time, obviously, because I'm the host of the Ken, Ken, and Ken show. But new doc, we barely hear from. And so we figured we might as well tell people, particularly now, that our intern was going through some of New Dork's files just to make sure that he wasn't doing anything that was inappropriate. And we found this. This is actually, what's that? Oh, okay. This is from WikiLeaks. We got this. This is footage, apparently, from New Dork's computer of when, and people don't know this, New Dork, when he was younger, right? Like, I don't know. So like, what was it, like 9 years ago, 10 years ago? New Dork was one of, considered the top tween conservative talker in the entire country. Okay? Here is a clip. We got a couple of clips of him. Here's a clip of him as a tween, one of the best new talkers in the country. Here he is.
You know, the homosexual agenda in my class and school is just way too large. And my class, Mr. Johnson, is trying to turn everybody into a homosexual. And it's just, it's not fair for us who aren't homosexuals. And I just, between the libtards and the feminazis and the homosexuals, we're just too PC. And this is really why North Korea is going to win. North Korea is going to kick America's ass.
He was so good.
Totally.
Like, wicked smart kid.
totally on board there. I mean, New Dork, you were way ahead of the curve. Because North Korea, it's like it is. It's just a matter of time at this point. And we're still dealing. It's amazing to me. We're still dealing with all the exact same problems.
But people just want food stamps. They don't want to solve our security because they don't know that evil exists in the world.
It's unbelievable. It's just we're about to elect one of the some people want to elect the world's greatest criminal mind ever. All right. Play another clip, New Dork. I know this is embarrassing for you. But you shouldn't be embarrassed. I mean, it's impressive stuff.
Let me tell you one thing. The media is so biased. Have you seen Friends? It's liberal this and liberal that and feminism and being a liberal, you know? It's like, so there's such hippies and it's like, it's brainwashing the youth of America and it's going to destroy our great nation and we need to change it.
Boom. All right. There you go, New Dork.
There you go.
Look at what has happened to this country since Friends was on. Look at what has happened. We had full-on Clinton brought to you by financial crisis, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and her husband.
Sharia law.
We have a total, we are completely overrun by ISIS. We have an extraordinary amount, trillions of debt, okay? We can be, like, our kids, like, did that little kid at that time, that's what I want to go back and ask New Dork at that age, did you realize, like, you're how in debt you are personally? All right, let's play one more clip.
You know, I remember when I was, like, 4, right? And America was perfect, you know? No libtards, no feminazis, everyone was... We were just the same, and we were strong as a country, and now look at us. We're divided, and this is why we're the weakest country in the world right now, and this needs to end. When I was 4, everything was perfect, and we need to keep it like that. And not only keep it like that, we need to maintain those beliefs that we used to have.
All right. I mean, there you go. I mean... That there you go, right there. All right, the bottom line is he's just lamenting the part about where Reagan had made everything so great, and it was still sort of like in the rearview mirror. It's pretty sad. Now, New Dork, I know you may have an issue with this, but you're not capable of. I mean, well, let me ask you this way. Why don't you? Why can't you? When we look at that, when you were so well spoken and smart, and now you barely talk. Why can't you put together more than like? Why can't you put together even a sentence now? Do you know why?
We're pushing 4,700 watts every daytime day part.
Dude, seriously. We need your voice back. We're about to elect the greatest criminal mastermind communist in the history of the planet if she steals this election. We need your voice.
What's amazing to me, too, is that the guy serves one internship with Roger Ailes, right? And then all of a sudden, he doesn't speak anymore. Why don't you put more words together? Dude.
Seriously.
All right.
One internship with the legend, and he's mute.
Nothing? You're not going to say even? All right. All right, let's play this this video here. Because this video came out, and this is a perfect example of why America needs someone like Mr. Trump. Okay. Because here we have this guy not only runs all sorts of businesses, he's a great public speaker. And we need someone who's going to get up there and actually, like, instead of apologizing, like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, one of the world's greatest crooked masterminds, okay? Here he is dealing in Australia with, now, do we know her, do we know her nationality? I know. Look, we're going to get to all the stuff about Comey because this thing is blowing up. But we need to deal with this first. We'll talk to our political commentator guy about Comey because he's a great American hero. I mean, honestly, like his face should be on Mount Rushmore. But before we get there, here's the point. We need a leader like Mr. Trump, okay, who is going to be able to put people in their place, not leading from behind, apologizing, or begging money from the King of Siam so that you can enrich your personal foundation.
And by the way, while we're at it, I'd like to apologize to the King of Siam for whatever.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
We're responsible for, you know, there not being so many Siamese cats. We committed genocide against cats, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, all right, here it is. Donald Trump, Mr. Trump, on stage in at the National Achievers Congress. When is Hillary Clinton done anything like that?
We don't achieve anymore.
And at the Sydney Entertainment Center, I think this is in Australia, and Jennifer Hawkins is what? She was Miss Universe. Okay, so here she is. Here he is. Look at this. This is how you handle people.
Even with people, if they screw you, screw them back 10 times as hard. I really believe. I mean, I'll give you an example. Jennifer Hawkins. Where's Jennifer? Where's she sitting? Come over here, Jennifer. First of all, how beautiful is Jennifer? Now, but this is about getting even. I was so angry at her yesterday. Seriously, because as I said, I thought that she dissed me. I thought that my Jennifer, I'm going around saying, she's my favorite Miss Universe. Although I think I like the new one better, Jennifer. So I go around saying she's the greatest. She writes books. They call me. I say, oh, I don't want to answer another Jennifer Hawkins question. She's fantastic. And then when I came here, there was no Jennifer Hawkins.
Dinner in my defense.
So I was actually going to get up and tell you that Jennifer is a beautiful girl on the outside, but she's not very bright. But that wouldn't have been true, but I would have said it anyway. Because when I said, you know what, it would be great. I haven't seen Jennifer in a couple of years. She's so great, and she did so well, and she's a big star here. And I helped her make it. I own the Miss Universe badge. And I heard that she wouldn't introduce me.
But I do.
I know, but no, but you do. So what happens? And you know what? She came tonight. She came. See, so they have the same filthy minds in Australia. She goes, it's me. I was gonna refer to the other. No, but here's the beauty. When she found out about it, she got in that car and she got her ass over here, and I love her.
Can okay. I just say one thing? Yes. I got up this morning, okay? Miscommunication with my management, so I'm sorry.
I don't know too many women that are tall on this. Yes, go.
Thank you very much.
She's great.
She's great.
She's great, he says. She's beautiful. And also, I want to note one thing. Everybody's like, oh, he puts Tic Tacs in his mouth. He admits it before he kisses girls who don't necessarily want to be kissed. He didn't put Tic Tacs there. The whole thing's a lie. Just the whole thing falls apart. And he's complimenting her the whole time, right? And people are like, oh, he's mean. Oh, he humiliated her. Oh, I'm sorry. Would anybody in Australia even know her name?
I don't think so.
If it wasn't for Mr. Trump, who's
one of the handsomest billionaires ever.
I mean, she should be so lucky.
But that's what they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable. They'll look for any excuse to say that he is some type of monster.
Or create the feminist agenda and ram it and jam it and wedge it and shove it and insert it down our throats.
Oh, my God. So many different ways. All right. Look, we're going to take a quick break and talk to this liberal commentator.
Oh, the gay pollster guy from TIT.
Yeah, but okay. Let me just say this. You can lower your blood pressure and feel better naturally. How hard is your heart working? In this concise, easy-to-read booklet, you'll discover a wealth of information to help you reduce and prevent high blood pressure. Learn biblical secrets on how to bring your blood pressure under control and maintain it with healthy guidelines. Discover breakthroughs your doctor probably has never even heard of. Like, 1, the difference between good and evil stress. 2, important foods that naturally lower your high blood pressure and make you holy. 3, biblical vitamins and minerals needed to keep your blood pressure within healthy and non-profane limits. Steps that may save your life, prevent strokes, heart attacks, cancer, and even erectile dysfunction. You want to be healthy. God wants you to be healthy. God wants you to try and procreate. Now, at last, there's a source of information that will help you become healthier, the Bible. And this is the author of The Biblical Health Secrets, Dr. John Corbin. He's a nearly board-certified family practice medical doctor who specializes in nutritional medicine, having treated many, many, many patients. He's a 3/4 graduate at Oral Roberts School of Medicine and has received extensive training in biblical nutritional medicine. You can go to thebibleknowsnutrients.com. TheBibleKnowsNutrients.com to get yours. Use the coupon code KenKenAndKen for 10% off. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking to this guy, Michael Shua. Michael Shua.
Oh, interesting questions for him.
Okay, it's 21 past the hour. Ken Show. I'm the Deuce here with Scotzo, and New Dork is on the board saying as little as possible. Typical. Remember, this half hour is brought to you by Goldmine. It is proud to be the exclusive dealer of the Royal Canadian Mint's first ever 1/10 of an ounce, 99% gold bullion legal tender bar. This is a revolutionary product that offers the same benefits as legal tender coins, except for being used as tender. All right. I'd like to welcome to the show on the phone. He's a lib, but he was good enough to join us today to talk about the election. His name is Michael Shaw. He is from Tit, and welcome to the program.
Sam, it's not Tit. It's the Young Turk. T-Y-T. T-Y-T.
T-Y-T. Okay. Yeah. T-Y-T. What is it?
No, you just say T-Y-T, or you say the Young Turks, either one. You don't have to, it's not like, it's not a word. It's not like,
okay,
you know, like,
all
like,
right.
Like you wouldn't say 10-10-10 with like three Ks.
Right. No, you wouldn't say Ken. Of course you would.
Right.
Ken tripped. That's what we say. All right. Well,
okay.
Whatever. I'm sorry. T-Y-T or Tit. It doesn't matter. You also worked for like Al Habib, right?
It was called Al Jazeera. It's still a network. They had an American outfit here. I was their chief political correspondent, and it was actually really good. But they went out of business in April.
Wait a second. You're like from the Jew people, right? And you worked for Al Habib?
Well, it's not Al Habib, actually. It's Al Jazeera. It's a regular network.
Right.
And, yeah, they didn't really – there so, was no getting after show ID.
So, okay. So you would know that – ISIS is laughing their head off right now, thinking about Hillary Clinton as president, right? Because they're saying like, oh my God, she's like our creator. And now she's going to be president. It's just like a huge gift, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, it is. But ISIS is, you know, they're apparently back on their heels because of a lot of the, you know, I would say that a lot of the policies that she is part of the Obama administration put into place, they might be they might look at her and with a good deal of fear because of the toughness of some of those policies. So you never know. But yeah, she is a creator, as if you want to put it that way. But I don't think that they're taking a stand in this election.
Uh-huh. They're back on the heels. In other words, they're dancing. All right. But let's get to the brass tacks here. Okay. A couple of things that we wanted to talk to you about. Right now, Donald Trump clearly has the momentum. Why do you think the media keeps reporting this like Hillary Clinton is going to win the election?
Well, I don't know that he has the momentum. I think that her momentum may have stopped for a little bit because of the Comey, you know, revelation. And
oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. Because that's amazing.
Well, so I would say, yeah, I mean, I don't think you need to wait to get to that. I think that's pretty much the reason why maybe the momentum has stopped. But I would say that, you know, it stopped at a point where she was so far ahead of him.
Okay, hold on for one second. I don't want to interrupt you. But why is it that the liberal media completely ignores the polls when it doesn't suit their narrative? Okay, I got a couple of poll numbers for you, okay? Louisiana,
yeah.
Donald Trump winning by 14 points. 14 points.
Yeah.
When was the last time? When was the last time you heard? Or Idaho. Donald Trump winning by 19 points. 19 points. When was the last time? When was the last time? Missouri. Trump winning by double digits.
Well,
11 points.
You interrupted me. You interrupted
when
me.
When was the last time anybody in the liberal media even talked about that?
Yeah, nobody talks about that because when you look at, you know, it's a bigger picture thing. I know you guys are cherry picking anything that is good for
Dave,
your
candidate.
Why
are you so angry? The left is so angry. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's
you guys have so much hate.
It makes me laugh because I'm sitting here really confident about the election and laughing that, you know, we're talking about Louisiana and Idaho. I think that, you know, that Secretary Clinton
Boom.
Is probably going to be upset.
Exactly.
She's probably going to be upset if she doesn't win
oh,
Louisiana
well, I guess,
and Idaho.
I guess
because
as far as you're concerned.
When she's president, she's going to have to be president of those people.
Oh, those people. Right. Those people, right? The basket of deplorables. So far, Louisiana doesn't count in your world. Missouri doesn't count in your world. What about, let's say, Montana? Yeah, who cares about those people, right? They're from Montana. We don't care about them because, let's face it, they're not illegals. Arkansas, her home state, Donald Trump is 23 points. 23.
You know, when you guys got report cards when you were kids, did you bring them home and you got like, you know, say 4 A's and an F and your parents just talked about the F the whole time? I mean, you guys are Sox fans, I'm guessing, being up in South and everything. So let's say the Yankees score 7 runs and the Sox win 10-7. You spend the whole time talking about the 7 runs that the Yankees win. Now,
well, you're changing the topic. You're totally talking about baseball. I'm talking about the election. All right? Now, okay, and most of these numbers probably you don't like because it assumes that Mexicans won't be able to vote. But let's talk about the fact that your preferred candidate is probably maybe hours away from being totally and completely arrested and indicted.
Right. So do you have that sourced material? I mean, somebody told you guys that she's about hours away from being arrested and indicted?
Well, I don't know if you've been watching the news at all, but first of all, Sean Hannity said yesterday on his program, or Friday, I should say, yeah, well, yesterday, one business day ago, that this whole thing was really even just to basically as an off-ramp, because WikiLeaks has other information that will indict Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, it's unfair.
That's where the body's coming.
I came in to see, there you go. I mean, I came into this interview thinking that, you know, first of all, I'll be honest, I didn't see Sean Hannity, so maybe I didn't prepare well enough for it. But
boom.
Exactly.
Yeah, like one business day.
Maybe he shouldn't be allowed to speak.
But here's the thing. I mean, if you're talking about indictments, you're talking about arrested within an hour. Since one business day ago, a lot has come out about the letter that Comey wrote, the FBI wrote to Congress, and it seems as if it's not all that it seemed like one business day ago. So Hannity, to his credit, may have said, "Hey, listen, this is what has to happen now." But since then, we've learned a lot that these emails had nothing to do with her.
Whoa! We don't know that. There's 650,000 emails there. I mean, you think that maybe none of them are from her? None.
No, I think the ones that they said that they're looking at weren't even on her computer or her server. They belonged to somebody who worked for her.
Huma, right? So she's in bed with a woman who's literally in bed with a guy who is like texting teenagers.
Who's part of the Muslim Brotherhood, but that's okay with you.
You know, I don't look at him or her that way. They're estranged, married couple, and you know, that's their own business. But the point here is that neither of them are running for president, and Hillary Clinton is, and Hillary Clinton had nothing to do with what was going on in their house.
Let me ask you a question. If Donald Trump was, let's say, hanging around with Russian mafiosa, or let's say getting involved with like drug running guys, would you say that would be a problem for him to be president?
Yeah, well, I would. You know, I'd love to see his taxes, because I would love to see if some of that Russian money and some of that drug money, drug money was going into his pockets in some way.
Here
and then I would have
Smears.
A problem with it.
Yep. So his association's okay to vote against. Her association's not okay.
Listen, she has somebody working for her who was married to somebody who was kind of unseemly, right? Or really unseemly. The fact that there's no direct contact between the candidate and that person, I'm okay with. With Donald Trump, in your hypothetical, guys, you're talking about, you know, Russian mafia or drug runners giving money.
She has direct. She has direct contact with a serial assaulter of women, Bill Clinton, who has sired at least one other child that is hidden.
And you know
and
that.
And black.
You guys know that. Yeah, I don't. I've not seen any proof of that. I think that's a pretty scurrilous thing to say. I think she's married to a guy.
Breitbart reported it. They wouldn't be able to do that.
Breitbart wouldn't. Yeah, I would doubt that they would report anything that wasn't true. And I understand why you guys would think that. But let's wait to see if that's confirmed in other places.
But Michael, can I ask?
Well, he's also come out and said that he had his problems, and that's been resolved, and that the country resolved.
Okay, very convenient. But Michael, I got a question for you though, and it's really serious. You're transgender, right?
I don't think that's true. No, I've been this my whole life. So
okay,
no,
but you're gay.
You're reading the wrong bio card.
Okay, but you're gay, right?
How could you support?
Well, I feel like now you're just denying it. But what I'm trying to say is, as a gay guy, how can you support a woman who literally founded ISIS? They throw you guys off of buildings.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I mean, just for the record, I'm you can think what you want. I'm not gay. I'm not denying it. And
okay. The lady doth protest too much.
Let's say for a second, just to make you guys happy, that I'm gay, all right? And
Why would that make us happy?
Well, it would make you happy because it would fulfill some kind of, you know, preconceived notion that you guys seem to harbor of who I am.
I don't know what any of that means, but it sounds very gay.
You are a Jew, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's right. Let me ask you a question about this, all right? This is the thing, okay? Now,
I say that it's a bad thing to be. I mean, the way.
Well,
you
no,
say
I'm not saying it's a bad thing to be a Jew. I'm just curious as to like how it is that it seems like it's impossible to turn on your TV, or to pick up a paper, or to read the internet where it's not a Jew. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing to be a Jew. Just a Jew is like, here, listen to this, okay? I think Jake Tapper, who it's already been established by the great one, Kurt Schilling, that he is a Jew, but yet he's allowed to report on this and to like pass out his like scurrilous. I want you to listen to this clip, okay? Because look at how they're trying to smear. You can hear this. How they're trying to smear a Trump supporter. Here is Jake Tapper, already established as a Jew.
A Trump rally in Phoenix, Arizona last night. One of Trump's supporters walked up to the press section and started chanting this. Take a listen.
Pause it. Hold on. We should tell you that he's talking to Kellyanne Conway, who is Mr. Trump's campaign manager.
I know who that is.
Okay.
The crowd was chanting USA. He was pointing to reporters and saying, "Jew-SA." We have seen a lot of anti-Semites and racists and misogynists who support the Trump candidacy.
Wow.
Would you call that man deplorable?
Well, yes, I would. His conduct is completely unacceptable and does not reflect our campaign or our
okay.
candidate.
Okay. Now pause it here. Let me just ask this question of you, Michael, since you're a Jew. How come nobody's even contemplating the possibility that this guy was just making a Mexican joke about the way they pronounce their Y's, right? So it's like, Jew go over here, Jew want to get lunch, Jew want to take a nap now, but everybody's like, Jew SA, like he's promoting the fact that maybe we should, maybe I happen to disagree having open borders, but maybe saying like Jew SA, like we should have allowed Jew people to come in here.
Yeah. Let's go with your take on it. Let's say that that's what he was doing. It's still ugly talk to be mocking a Mexican person.
Why? He's not mocking a Mexican person. He's welcoming them to Jew SA. It's like your SA.
Jew a new home. What's the problem? I don't understand.
That,
you guys, it's like you can't
guys
just...
Like they were well, did that seem like they were welcoming him anywhere? It seemed like they were...
He was waving him in with the three fingers. He was waving him in.
Come in.
Jew SA.
Jew SA. It's amazing.
Yeah, I guess I saw it a little differently than you guys.
Okay,
did,
exactly. Okay,
it's the PC police.
That's fine. All right? We can have a difference of opinion. But how come the narrative on the corporate media is always the Jew narrative? I'm not saying
I think it's a narrative that you guys pump up, because I don't look at Jake Tapper and I don't see a Jewish reporter.
Hold the phone. All right, hold the phone. Here we have it established just 2 days ago, maybe more. He of the bloody sock, dude. Dude, play this. Play the Curt Schilling thing at the front, okay?
You by tell the way, me. Before you play it, the great one, guys, whatever you want to, it's Wayne Gretzky, and however you want to talk about it.
Dude, we got Schilling. The bloody sock. The bloody sock is in the Baseball Hall of Fame.
In the friggin' Hall of Fame.
And look, he's just asking a simple question. He was vilified, excoriated for this.
To go over the fact that every single day WikiLeaks is showing us that Hillary Clinton is exactly the criminal we thought she was. And when you look at that, no one condones what he said, but when you take the liberal perspective of my comments, they go from me not condoning condemning the comments to me advocating for child molestation and pedophilia. It's that jump, and people are smarter than that, but that's the argument that they go to. And I would like to ask you a question, honestly,
sure.
Jake, as someone who is going to, I'm assuming you're going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
No.
I'm assuming you're not going to vote for Donald Trump.
Wrong.
I don't vote for presidential in presidential races.
Okay, so I would like to ask you something about as a person who's practicing the Jewish faith and has since you were young. I don't understand, and this is the amateur non-politician to me. I don't understand how people of Jewish faith can back the Democratic Party, which over the last 50 years has been so clearly anti-Israel. So
all that's
clearly
true. Okay,
anti-Jewish.
Clip. Okay, so
Israel.
And then Jake Tapper goes on to pretend he doesn't speak for the Jews. So, what say you?
Well, I say that it's an embarrassment to listen to Curt Schilling, a former baseball player who is now spouting off on somebody else's religion. It just makes me uncomfortable. I dismissed him, you know, a long time ago.
I bet it makes you uncomfortable. What do you say about this? ABC News, Washington Post poll, Donald Trump gains 11 points on Hillary Clinton in 1 week.
Yeah, listen, the polls are, and the ABC poll specifically has been a very, very volatile poll all year. But if you look at a lot of the state
polls. Sounds like a Jew word.
You know, I don't know what that has to do with it. I'm just saying, anybody who looks at these polls from whatever race or religion or creed or sexual orientation or state or anything, they look at these polls and they see, you know, some tightening. The tightening was happening before mm-hmm. Comey released the letter. You know, it was likely to happen as people left the independent candidates and went to the major party candidates. And, you know, I don't think that one poll is going to determine, the way a lot of people look at this race, percentages
and I agree with that.
And the early voting. Yeah,
I agree with that. However, are you aware?
That's fine. Thanks for finally agreeing with me.
Well, I mean, that one poll you can't tell. However, what's more important is the trend. Are you aware that Pat Caddell, who is a Democratic pollster and also a Fox News insider, had told on Breitbart News Daily that with 2 weeks left in the presidential campaign, there's enough voters are still in play to make a winner out of Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an important thing for Democratic voters to think about, because if that's in fact the case, I don't think complacency would help the Democrats.
Okay.
I think they should get out there.
All right, this isn't the propaganda hour.
Yeah,
buddy.
this isn't the tip.
You can't come
network.
On and propagandize all your Democrats.
We're not at
points.
Shul, as you would call it.
Exactly.
But could I ask you a quick question, Mike?
Yeah, you can. Go ahead.
Do you believe in Western civilization? Like, we should protect that?
I do. I think it's. I think that we should protect all civilization.
Okay.
Western
okay. All civilization.
Ooh,
okay.
Right.
All right. Sure.
Right. Right.
So,
do you agree that all lives matter or no?
Yeah, I do. I think that.
How come then? Why do we have all of these Black Panther groups going around saying that the only Black lives matter?
Well, I don't think they're saying only Black Lives Matter. I think that they're saying that because it's overlooked so much and because there are so many problems with the way we police in this country and
what?
The preconceived... Oh,
blame the police.
The
there we go. There
the
we go.
Guys,
yep. The police is...
Example. The way you guys look at Jake Tapper or the way you're talking to me, you know, you see a Jew before you see anything else.
I just want to know about your culture and who you are. We're just
we
interested.
Turn on the TV. There's a Jew.
Yeah, there's a Jew. And we're just interested. But wait a second. There have been
culture,
more murders in Chicago
guys,
in the last 6 months
my
than
culture,
the whole
my,
of history combined. done by black gang shooters and gang members. And you don't care about that because you hate the police so much.
If Stalin was alive today, they'd call him Chicago.
Is that right? Yeah. Well, I listen, I think that you guys are way off base on this. I think that if you look at what's happening in policing in this country, you have police officers, reports, you have independent reports coming out of places like Baltimore and Philadelphia showing biases that are inherent in the police forces there.
Independent reports from like what? Like from the Black Panthers, Black Lives Matter?
From
only?
The Barack Obama Black Panther Justice Department run by Michael, Sister Loretta Lynch?
Let me ask you this question since you're all so high and mighty. Are you aware of who Barack Obama has invited to the White House? Yes. Okay. I want you to hear some words that some of these people who've been invited have said, and Barack Obama has embraced them, says that they should be role models, and they also happen to be African-Americans.
When he F me good, I take his ass to Red Lobster, because I slay. When he F me good, I take his ass on my chopper, because I slay. Isn't that nice? Isn't that a great message for the children?
Do you think our children should be like, if they get F'd and they take their A to like a restaurant?
Well, you know, I think that there are all sorts of, I don't think the president chose his guests and the people who he
doesn't invite Beyonce to the so-called White House.
That was Beyonce. That was Beyonce, the number one role model that I mean, look, here you have, they're allowed to go in there. Don't you think that America deserves finally
that the
regime in chief takes into the White House? Don't you think it's time that we have a full on Stone Cold 10 as the first lady?
Listen, I don't think that, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that Trump supporters would think that way. I don't think that people look at what a president, you know, look at Richard Nixon, look at, you know, George W. I mean, you look at some of these people, they're not the best looking.
Do you notice do you notice that we're talking about Melania, but he thinks about the dudes? He's not gay. Okay, Michael.
Well, wait a second, though, right? How much do we hear about Camelot? Camelot this, Camelot that. All this about Jackie Kennedy. So we have to grow up with that all the time. But when we have a full-on, undisputed 10 that could be our first lady, you guys are just like, that's not important.
Yeah, well, I don't think it is. I think we've had lots of first ladies, and many of them have been tied. Listen, I think Michelle Obama's a 10.
Okay. Maybe Melania's shoulders aren't broad enough for you.
I'm talking about a normal first lady. Normal.
A regular one
who's
10. It surprises me that you would want someone who wasn't born in this country as first lady.
I don't care. See, that's the thing, is that all you liberals try and smear us by saying we don't like immigrants. I just want a normal first lady who's a 10. Okay? One who's normal, like all the other first ladies, except for just Hoda.
That could be a reason for you to vote for Trump if you want. I don't think a lot of people are making that their platform, though, for voting.
All right.
I don't think that's going to be the what swings the election. I think you guys are forgetting what, you know, that it matters who she married. And the guy she married is a bigot. He's a liar.
You have no proof of that.
Here we go. He's the least racist person you've ever heard. He said it himself.
Just let's face it. Let's just end on, you say there are plenty of reasons for us to vote for Donald Trump. And that, I think, is probably where we should leave it there. But we will give you the last word.
Yeah, okay. So I'll take the last word. The last word is that is a total misrepresentation of what I said. I said, you guys can wrap your arms around. If you want, if the reasons for voting for him are that he is a bigot, that he's a failed businessman, that he has a beautiful wife.
He does have a beautiful wife. You're absolutely right. She's a 10. We totally agree. She's a 10. And she would be the first 10 normal first lady. Let me ask you one more question.
Since Michelle Obama. Yeah.
No, I said normal.
You said normal.
Regular. like a regular first lady.
And what's irregular? Tell me just quickly, what's irregular about Michelle Obama?
Well, I mean, look, this is a math question, right? Okay? One of these things are not like the other. That's all I'm going to say. That's like a math program. Let me ask you this. Does Sank Yuga, is he going to try and have a Yuguga or whatever you pronounce his last name? Is he going to ever try and mess with Alex Jones again? No,
yeah, well,
right?
It was Alex Jones who kind of came onto his set, kind of trespassed in his space.
What is this, Saudi Arabia? There's no freedom of movement in this country anymore?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was sitting on a set. You guys know you broadcast. I mean, I don't know what kind of...
We let anybody come in here. Anybody who,
trust me, if you want to come disrupt the show, you can try.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bring yourself.
Bring it.
I'll pass the thing. The whole idea, though, is that Alex Jones and Roger Stone came on to his stage and his.
Okay. Death. Okay. We already gave you the last word, and you used it on saying that Melania Trump Stone Cold 10. All right. Michael Shaw from. Tit or TYT? Because we don't.
TYT, that's right.
Why? So well, let me ask you this. If it's TYT, why not T dot Y dot T?
Because it just sounded better. It's not, you don't have to, you know, abbreviate.
Okay, well, I mean, if you're going to put a vowel between two consonants, people are going to say it. I mean, that is ridiculous. I don't know why.
Is it 10.10.10? I mean, is it
no,
ABC?
But you can say all the words out loud. You can say Ken, Ken, and Ken.
Well, you can just say KKK. It's not that complicated, dude.
Yeah, well, exactly. I think you just answered the question for yourself.
Thank you. All right. Well, we'll call that a win. All right, Michael Shaw from TYT, the Young Turks. Thank you so much for coming on. It was a real pleasure for you. Dude, we fried that guy. Totally fried him.
It's amazing. They're so arrogant.
You know
and
what?
They have so much hate.
Before you send me emails about, like, how did you slay that dude, flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind with brain force. It's the next generation of neural activation from the Ken Ken and Ken merch site. Top scientists and researchers agree we're being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. Brain Force doesn't cut corners. Working with our chemists, who are among the leading nutraceutical chemists in the United States, we've spent countless hours in deep research to bring you yet another product in the Ken, Ken, and Ken line that is truly life-changing. Our chemists have determined the essential ingredients for this formula included Bacoba herb extract. This is traditionally used as an important neurological tonic and a cognitive enhancer in Ayurvedic medicine. Also, alpha GPC, a natural compound found in the brain that delivers choline, a water-soluble essential nutrient across the brain barrier. And then, phosphatidylserine, an important chemical that is responsible for a number of important functions in the body. So check out the Ken, Ken, and Ken merch store, or you can go directly to BrainForce333333.com. That's BrainForce333333.com. Use the coupon code Ken, Ken, and Ken. Get your 10% discount. Should we take a quick break? Do we need to? Oh, wait. Oh, we got to play this thing. Oh, yeah. Okay. What else we got here? Oh, this is horrible. Here is Bill Weld. Pretend. I mean, this guy must be on the take.
He's a prostitute.
This is a... I don't even know how to respond to this. Here is Bill Weld spinning lies. He's like a total Hillary agent from day one.
Dr. Comey has broken the law in getting out ahead of this. No, I don't know that I would say that, but I do think if he continues, and if there's a, you know, a press conference or an update or a leak every single day, somebody's got to step in. Either, you know, Attorney General Lynch has to do what she doesn't want to do, which is order him to stand down. It's just, it's a real mess, and it's a mess of his making.
So he did not swap
it. Hold on. Now we hear Bill Weld wants Loretta Lynch to come in.
Sister Loretta Lynch.
I guess maybe what she should do is hang out in the back of an airplane for 45 minutes with Bill Clinton to get her marching orders and come and fire James Comey, who is probably really like basically second George Washington.
Well, and he knows he could be killed at any time.
Any time the Clintons could take him out like this. And the thing is, I'll tell you something. As soon, and mark my words, as soon as the media moves on, right, until they find another planted tape that they have edited together cleverly to make it look like Donald Trump does not have the most respect of women of anybody in the planet, period.
In history.
Once James Comey is out of the limelight, that's when they will take him out. Go ahead, continue.
Just to be clear, he promised Congress that he would update them if there were any new developments. But speaking as your legal mind and with your former experience, he did not have to update Congress.
This is not a new development. This is not the sort of thing that would require an update.
We don't know if it's a new development. He's found
the Abbott emails. Okay, if you don't know, keep your mouth shut.
We don't know what's on them.
If you don't know, keep your mouth shut. Don't speculate.
What? No, pause it. Hold on. So if we don't know something, we have to shut our mouths? So we have to know the world, all the information in the world to be able to talk? I don't understand.
But this is how they think.
The emails exist. Computers exist. She had a private server in her bathroom. Why? What was she doing in the bathroom? Most people go in to read. But she goes in the bathroom. She's playing with her server. And then she accidentally, right? And this is why I think they had it in the bathroom. What do you have underneath the bathroom sink? What is under many people's bathroom sink?
Cleaners.
Yes. Okay. Exactly. What do people use for cleaners?
Rags.
What kind of liquid? Bleach.
Bleach.
Oh, I'm sorry. I went to the bathroom. I poured bleach on my servers. I completely wiped them.
And also, somehow, some
They're
people ended up dead.
With acid.
I'm sorry.
Continue.
Don't speculate. You know, he's forwarding a gossamer thread and saying, this might be something. We don't know. Probably, we definitely don't think so now because we haven't seen the emails. Now he announces, or someone announced, we got permission to look at the emails. They're not even announcing we've looked at the emails. What's it going to be tomorrow? We looked at an email. There was nothing there. But tomorrow we're going to look at another email.
Right. Stop. Listen to what this guy just said. First he says, don't speculate. And then 20 seconds later he goes, what's it going to be tomorrow? Let me speculate. Unbelievable.
How do you think this affects the race?
I think it's disgraceful. 10 days to go. I think it's disgraceful.
Excellent. Should have done it months ago.
Do you think that it will help Donald Trump win the election?
Yes.
Well, you know, I hope not.
Mr. Trump
braying about this latest development reminds me of the guy in Monty Python who says, she's a witch, burn her, burn her. Has no more content than that. And the point of that skit in Monty Python was that those townspeople were ignorant and stupid, not that they were great.
First of all,
what?
There was a lot of content in that. It was an entire movie he's talking about. This guy's so full of lies. It's unbelievable to watch him spin.
Arrogance.
All right. We need to do a palate cleanser. So let's play some Tomy of the Day.
Oh, Tomy. Oh.
Tomy, dude. Play
dude,
the
what's
Tomy.
What's going on with you?
Clip number 5. Jeez, man. We want to try and wipe our palates, cleanse of that Bill Weld.
He's having like a flashback over there.
That dude is like, talk about total Clinton agent, right?
It's amazing. I wonder how they got to him.
Is this unprecedented that someone would sneak onto the ballot of a third party just to promote Hillary Clinton? I wonder how much money he gave to the Clinton Foundation or got back.
That's what they do.
Unbelievable.
The greatest criminal mind in world history.
Oh, I was saving children in blankety-blank Africa.
Meanwhile, you ask the people in Africa, they hate the Clintons.
Hate
them. No one hates them more.
It's unbelievable.
But we don't have Africans illegally voting because we respect the Constitution.
Here's a query. How is it that if the Clintons are loved in Africa, that a Kenyan decided to displace her in 2008? Boop. Okay. So, all right. Here's our palate cleanser for the day. Here's Tomi. She's great.
Welcome back for Final Thoughts. Americans, it's very important that you vote. Notice how I said Americans there. Yeah, not the dead, not the illegals, not those that have barged into this country illegally. Sorry to those folks. I know Obama and Hillary might wipe your butt for you, but that doesn't mean you get to vote.
Okay.
Just the butt wiping, chief.
Dude, absolutely. And they do it together to every Mexican and dead person who comes through the border.
Yup. Come right this way for your wipe. Oh, you're a white person who wants to have a job or start a business? I guess
you're
going
to have to wipe yourself.
Yeah, wipe yourself. Go to a gulag. We hate you.
Tomi nails it. Tomi nails it. She is, I would say she's like a 8.7, except for the fact that sometimes she's a little bit loud. So
voice brings down points.
Well, she is a 7, I would say. Matt, you got a dork. My computer. Oh. You know what that means.
Oh.
Yeah, it's time for the day's rating list. Today, we are Mondays. Over the weekend, we readjust our ratings of different women out there to see what they're getting in this new week. All right? So let's go and take a look at it. All right. Put that down. Okay. First up, let's see our reigning champion, Melania Trump.
Oh, God.
Can we get her up on the screen? Okay.
She's incredible.
10, 10, 10, 10, right?
10.
Nothing's changed.
10.
Nothing's changed.
10.
10. Oh, even New Dog.
Even New Dog comes out of his stupor.
10. Full on 10.
Normal 10, as we call it around here.
Of course. All right. Let's go. Number 2. Here she is. Ivanka Trump.
Still a 10. Still a total 10.
I mean,
10.
10.
I would say like a 9.2. And then the fact that she's so rich takes her up to a 9.6.
Right. It adjusts for the head. I agree. So again, a normal 10, including
normal,
the money.
Normal 10. Total normal 10. Total normal 10. Katrina Pearson, number 3. What would you rate her?
Well, you know, the thing that's weird is that half-breeds are hot.
Right.
And so that's a big advantage to her. I like the fact that she's very sort of feisty on CNN.
Uh-huh.
At times goes on a little bit too much for me, so that's knocking it down in the ratings, but I'm going to give her an 8.7 this week.
I think you got to give her at least an 8. And because you can't even, on TV, you don't even see her whole body.
Oh, you don't know.
So
I mean, I look forward to running into her at some place and I can get the full view.
All
great
right.
Great necklace,
next
too, by
up.
The way. I love the necklace. Love the bullets.
Next up, who's this? Tiffany. Tiffany Trump.
Yeah. I mean, you know, here's the thing with Tiffany. I think she's a good person and she supports her dad. And, you know, it's like, you know, beauty can like happen in other ways and whatnot. So like on the inside.
Three.
So I'll give her a, I'm a little bit nicer than you. I'll give her a, on the inside, 5.2.
Okay.
But also personally wouldn't touch it with a 10 foot pole.
Nine.
Whoa.
No dog. Are you gay?
Okay, next up, Kellyanne Conway.
She does really good work.
Okay, Kaylee McKinney. McKinney. Like a nine, I would say, right?
You know, I like that blonde thing. I would give her a 9.5.
All right.
I don't think she's not a 10 because you know Melania exists. But she's a 9.5.
So that's basically it. No change.
Namaste.
No change from last week. Just a reminder, there is still a slight chance that Hillary Clinton and her forces of dead people, dead Mexicans, live Mexicans, and the Black Panthers could get her elected president. If that is the case, your four-week emergency food supply available from Super Patriot Food is going to become even that much more necessary. Hillary might be president and may mobilize feminazi Black Panthers or purposely cause global warming.
With China.
Just to further her agenda and to make Al Gore richer. Don't be prepared. A month of food for $99 from Super Patriot Food Supply. Go to Super Patriot Food Supply. /943xxx.com.
And it's the Ken, Ken, and Ken Show with the Deuce, Scotto, and the New Dork.
All right. Should we take a couple of calls, or what should we do here, guys?
Let's get to the phone lines.
Wait a second. Let me do this story first, okay? Because this is awesome. This is just an indication of how much we're winning, okay? You know those really annoying Bud Light ads?
Oh, God.
Well, it's Bud Light's out for the libs. Bud Light has pulled the plug on the Amy Schumer, Seth Rogen campaign. First of all, she's like a five.
Who would have ever thought that a five and a Jew cuck might not make great beer ads?
Well, you know, it's like we had this conversation.
That's how corrupted our culture's become.
We had this conversation with this dude, and he gets all uptight when we point out, it's like, can you imagine someone getting upset because you say, hey, it's day out. It's light outside. And they go, oh, why are you pointing that out? Well, I don't know. Seth Rogen and Amy Schumer.
It's probably why we're heading, though. It's light outside. That's racist.
Yeah.
Why did you say that?
You must be an anti-Semite.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
They're not interested in the free exchange of ideas anymore.
It's unbelievable.
It's like you can't even do a retard impression anymore.
It's crazy. Let's go to the phones. The number's 646-257-3920. Okay, you're on. You're calling from an 817 area code. You're on with the Deuce on the Ken, Ken, and Ken Show. Yo. Someone butt dialed us.
You're boring.
You're boring. Goodbye. I'm trying to hang up on that dude.
Hello?
Yeah, you're calling from a 706 area code. Who's this?
Hey, Sam.
I don't know. You got the wrong number. This is the Ken, Ken, and Ken Show.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Hey, listen, I wanted to let you know Trump is dangerously ill-equipped to be president. We all know this.
Oh, yeah. You know this?
You know, but
how do you know that?
It's the lip tie line.
You know, his followers, his supporters even know this. But I'm in Georgia. Right?
I don't know it. Oh, in Georgia. I guess what?
Yeah, well,
he's up 7 points.
I see a few of them around. I got to tell you.
He's up 7 points.
They know he's ill-equipped, but this is a part of the reason why they like him. It's weird. But I wanted to let you know something. Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. No, I want to talk about rating women. I think it's really important, and I'll make it quick. You know, I heard that the Donald had been rating boobies last week.
Okay.
And that came up. You know, it was kind of on a 1 to 7. I wanted to let y'all know that my husband is 55.
Mm.
He's from Colombia. He's an artist.
Is he here legally?
We have had... No, he's here legally, actually, and that's only because his family was blessed financially to be able to get the family here.
So they worked
legally.
Hard.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, we have had to school him on the appropriate way to talk about women. And he's a lovely man. He's intelligent. He's a great dad.
Cock.
He loved boobs. And, you know, he just had an issue, and we had to tell him, you know, that's not appropriate way to talk.
Well,
now, and
look,
I just wanted to let you know,
the only criticism that I will agree that a 7-point rating system is ridiculous because
right, well, so
it doesn't give you the proper nuance. But thanks for calling. Whatever.
Look, they made her husband into a cuck. The only thing I don't like about the guy is that he's from Colombia.
Unbelievable.
Sad.
All right. Let's take one more call. You're calling from an 817 area code. Who's this? You're on the Ken Kenny Ken Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Goodbye.
Dude, you're boring.
Boring, right? Should we do a random Hartman?
That guy.
Hold on for one second.
I wonder if he's ever rated boobs in his life.
Let's listen to this dude.
Hey, about one-fifth
of
what
here we go. This dude is always talking. Never, ever stops with him. Okay. You know what time it is? It's time for Random Hartman. This is where I listen to that left-wing communist zealot lunatic for 60 seconds, longer than I should, and I respond in 90. It's 1:10 p.m. on the East Coast. Here it is, Random Hartman.
And what happened? Bundy got his cows back. The police left. Now, it looks like, you know, one or more of them may be facing some criminal charges relating to that. What, 2 years later? But then on the flip side of this, but, if, you know, again, back to the media. The Bundy boys occupy the wildlife refuge. Every day the media is up there. They're camped out. We're hearing breathless, day by day, blow by blow reports on CNN, on MSNBC, on Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS, all over the place. But there's no such coverage for what's going on with at Standing Rock. There's no such coverage for what's going on with the water protectors, the Native American water protectors who are trying to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline. Why is that? I have a couple of theories.
Oh, God, we're going to have to
my,
go
my
long.
My largest theory boils down to one simple thing, and that is that the corporate media in this country, since it was freed in 1987 by Ronald Reagan, saying we're no longer going to enforce the fairness doctrine, which did not require if you put a liberal on, you've got to put a conservative. It did not. The fairness doctrine did two things. Number one, it said that if a radio or television station editorial...
Forget. We got to stop that. I don't know what's going on with my computer. But, all right. I know why the media doesn't cover the water keepers or the water protectors. Because there's so much water. There's so much water everywhere. What am I going to do? I'm going to find a puddle. I'm going to protect it. They're trying to make America great again by giving us oil. And just because it is on Pocahontas's burial ground, look, they're dead. They're going to turn into oil soon, too. And so they make it about, like, we're going to protect water. Well, just go buy some bottled water. Let's make a deal here.
Oh, land is sacred, says Medicine Pipe. Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Go get some Dasani.
You know,
Shut up.
When those guys went into that wildlife refuge, okay? Now, if it's wildlife, how is it owned by the U.S. government? It's supposed to be wild. And if it's wild, then anybody can go there. But those guys were all Americans. Not hyphen American. Not Native American. But American American. That's the problem. That's why the media was there. Because these guys were up there trying to fight for all of America. They weren't just protecting the water for them. They were going to share it with everybody. You don't think for a moment that those guys who went into that refuge wouldn't allow the pipeline to go through? Of course they would. That's the difference. One is pro-America, one is not a pro-America.
But the left hates it.
The left hates it.
They hate America and Americans.
There you go.
They're filled with rage. And let me tell you something. Like, if you think Barack Obama has been bad, it's a warm-up act. We can still say quietly, I'm a Christian. When she's president, this studio will be bulldozed. It's going to be like the Chinamen. They have little opium den churches in their basements. That's what we're going to be.
We're going to get opium. What? I don't get that. We're all
Chinese
gonna be-
have to practice Christianity in their basements. They can't practice it in the open.
I did not know that. All right. Cool. Let's go. I guess we'll take one or two more calls. And then let's see. What's going on here? Oh, this guy. All right. Yeah, this is a perfect story. You know, the Dems, right? Oh, we love James Comey. He's the greatest. Now, all of a sudden, James Comey's like the worst thing that ever happened. It's unbelievable. You're calling from a 314 area code. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jason from St. Louis.
Okay.
Hey, so quickly, first of all, Jane McAlevey, best interview I've heard ever. First time I've actually went out and just bought the book straight away.
Don't know what you're talking about, dude.
second off, I'm a regressive leftist calling from Missouri.
As opposed to what? As opposed to what? You're all regressive.
Cuck.
Or
you're definitely a cuck. I can hear your voice.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, well, I get you. I just want to let everybody know that they really need to look at their amendments and propositions coming up. There's a lot of poison pill language I'm seeing in ours here in Missouri, specifically Proposition 3.
Stop trying to shove your agenda down our throats.
well, I'm trying to shove.
Ramming
I guess, a
it
bit of my agenda
down our throats.
Saying, well, you know, You're only trying to, never mind. Anyway, the big thing is the amendment language specifically is putting taxpayer dollars into private education funds.
Cool.
And it's just another way to kind of push austerity into our state constitution.
Wait a second. Hold on, dude.
Yeah?
Why would you not want to take money from public education where they have to serve everybody into a private situation where they serve less people and the money will have more effect?
Well, I guess because I'm a neoliberal cuck. What can I say?
Well, no, dude, seriously. Yeah, let's just walk through this, right? Okay. If I have one glass of water, okay, and I've got to give it to 50 people, okay, 12 ounces of water, I got to give to 50 people, okay? Everybody gets what? A tiny bit of water. But what if I only give it to one or two people? Then they get almost a full glass or a half a glass of water.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I mean, like, right. It seems kind of Mad Max.
Mad Max?
Like, you know.
All right, yeah, okay,
yeah,
Professor.
You get the guy who
we don't need to hear your special theories, okay? Goodbye, Pinhead. Mad Max. But I gave him the last word. Scotty B. Dude, the new dork used to be the greatest public speaker of his generation. I know, it's sad. Lawyer Matthew, after Curt Schilling beats Warren for Senate, do you think he'll run for president in 2020? And will it interfere with his Hall of Fame candidacy? This is a good question, actually. If I was Curt Schilling, I would not run until 2024. Or I could see going 2020, just because you don't want to inhibit the voting for the Hall of Fame in any way. Plus, he's going to want to enjoy his time in the Senate after he beats Pocahontas, right? They may put him into the Hall of Fame, not just for the D-backs and the Sox, but the Indians if he beats Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
If the Clintons let him live, though.
Joseph Ballin. Hey, dudes, dudettes. I got these libtard co-workers going as Donald Trump for Halloween. Oy. Oh, that's pretty smart. I can't wait to see the libtard faces once Trump is elected and makes America great again. It's going to be a landslide sweep for Trump, winning all 54 U.S. states and Washington, D.C. Left always acts like I'm the racist, but they don't want to elect the first orange man in president. Also, Random Hartman. Did it. Woof. We did it. Frosted butts. Low blow. Since when does being ill-equipped mean you can't be president? Nefat. Trump will grab this election by... Okay. Adam, since you're in Stoughton, when you're done with the show, swing by the Westgate Mall in Brockton. It's where happiness goes to die. I don't go to Brockton at all. Tonight on Maddow Show, on the campaign trail with Tim Kaine as he plows my wife. That's Cuck Maddow. Deuce, you're a great American. I support Donald Trump as much as I support Tom Brady. Sweet. More rat. More dork, more rat. Also, Deuce, whatever happened to the original Kens? Those guys, it's been years. I don't even know. When I joined the show, the last Ken had left like 16 months earlier, I think. So, don't know. Okajik. If Curt Schilling could win two postseason games with his ankle tendon sutured in place, he could be a damn good senator. Definitely. Chris Lepaco. Wait a minute, Ken. Did that heap say we have to spell out the word tit from now on? First it was the N-word, then the C-word. Now I can't even compliment Julia from accounting on her huge TYTs. Women and minorities aren't very bright, but some of them could still spell. You aren't fooling anyone, Michael Shaw. Take my ass to Olive Garden. Why is no one talking about how PC kills? My girlfriend was cooking my dinner, and the PC came in and killed her. took all the, in the piece, he took all my comics. Meowza, you guys should apologize to Michael Schur. It was, Michael needs to keep it together. Where can I get a clip of Tomi clipping? I don't know. Lawnchair Media, 650,000 emails between two people who have worked together for 16 years would average to 111 emails a day. That's fantastical. Therefore, Huma Abedin's computer must contain emails from like the whole State Department and every dick pic ever taken by Wiener. Hornware, did you hear about these poor kids in Ohio getting masked like Custer by liberal PC Nazis? They wanted to make a little joke about the Trail of Tears. Big deal. Wobby, that's Wicked Sweet Trump tattoo, bro. Whose kitchen did you get that in? Oh, my brother-in-law did that. Homer 3D. I want to thank you to KKK. Thanks to Obama. My doctor told me I only have 4 months to live and there's nothing he could do. Thanks, Obama. I went home and every one of your sponsors, and I've never got every one of your sponsors never felt better. Doma Lauren, Tomi's right. POTUS stands for poop a toilet using suckers, and that's exactly what Obama is. DX Fool, huh? Bull Prog, you say Melania is a 10, but I think she's a 9.
What? Dude.
As in, who else is perfect for our next Fuhrer? 9. I don't get it.
I don't understand.
Isaac, with Utah at 32-30, 24-24, with McMullen there. It would be, first of all, I think it's against the rules.
Totally against the rules.
Here you have Bill Weld doing the same thing, and it's disgusting. If Hillary Clinton endorsed McMullen, then what would happen is he would probably beat Donald Trump, and then it would be under protest because you're not allowed to gang up like that.
I've also heard, though, that the Clintons are holding McMullen's family members, relatives hostage. So he's under duress.
He probably wouldn't have run if it wasn't for them.
No, definitely not.
Stone. I mean, think about this. The guy's in the CIA. Do you think he doesn't know about Hillary Clinton?
He doesn't know that she's a mass murderer who's committed more crimes in the last 6 months than all crimes in human history. He doesn't know that?
Stone, 1 month. Look, first off, here she is, right? The most criminal president in the history of America. She's going to get in. She's going to start a nuclear war. And here's how it's going to happen. When she gets into office, they're going to know, because she's probably on some type of treatment which cuts down on the Parkinson's. But it also probably slowly kills you. So they're going to take her off the Parkinson's thing. She's going to get Parkinson's, then she's going to commit nuclear war. Mark my words. Okay? So, boom. Hillary Clinton arrested. This is from the Medford Police Department. Oh, wait a second. Is this the, this is awesome, I think. Oh, no. Those guys, the Medford Police, the Patrolmen's Association Facebook page, they had a tiny joke. A tiny, tiny joke. Okay? They were at the Fall Festival in Haines Square, okay? And they had someone who was in a Hillary Clinton mask and an orange jumpsuit, and the cops were holding it. It's a funny joke.
Well, maybe they just want to finally be able to do their jobs.
It's just like the guys on Route 1 who are not allowed. They have a business. They made a nice, what do you call it? A diptych, the thing where you make a scene, you know. And it's just Hillary in prison. And all of a sudden, like, customers get all uptight. Like,
because it's the PC police.
It's a joke. And if it's not a joke, then probably she should go to jail. Morella. Hey, KKK, you guys are awesome. So cute. I love Ken's Trump tattoo. Way to go. Thanks. What? I'm the Deuce. Hey, Deuce. Wicked great show. Send me some more Super Beta Male Vitality hair growth scruff. All right, send us the cash. Worcester Polly, would you guys rather, who would you guys rather F? Mary Cheney, Caitlyn Jenner, or Milo Yiannopoulos?
Dude, it's brutal. I feel like that's a question for New Dork. You string together a sentence on that one, dude?
I mean, I would make out with Caitlyn Jenner.
Top up.
Gold medal winner. Conservative. Wow, Michael Shaw, what a cuck. Keep up the good work, Deuce. Deuce Bag Nation, right back at you. Nelly Girl, Ken, do you think Trump will use the Bundy guys to round up Black Lives Matter and take them to Gitmo? That's actually a great idea. Those guys could all wear ride horses. They could be like the Texas Rangers. Matt in the BK. Damn, Hartman needs music in the background. Talk about dead air. No kidding. Who's the broad laughing in the background? Oh, that's the weather girl. She won't come out front because she got in trouble last time. Sarah Bell. Oh, my God. You guys are cracking me up. I'm on a total nostalgia trip. Reminds me of Glenn Beck from back in the days. Bush and Chains. Is that bloodthirsty neocon pig Hillary in jail yet? No kidding. Dolank. November 9, Comey is fired. I will tell you, if she gets in office and fires that dude, we will march from Powder House Square all the way to Union Square, depending on the weather.
But I'm not worried about him getting fired. I'm worried about him getting killed.
Right, assassinated.
He's gonna get Vince Foster.
Log Doc, today's show's friggin' pissing. Ken, I'm assholes who tell it like it is. If you guys ever come down to Quincy or the South Shore, what? You're just dude's a fraud. Dude, Quincy's on the North Shore. We're on the interior of the South Shore, you douche. Masshole. You bros should totally move the show to Springfield. We're getting a casino out here. I would do that.
There's a lot of a Springfield's certain element
losers.
In Springfield. And legal immigrants.
I love Sam Cedar. Who the heck is that?
Is that that lesbian Jew guy that people mention sometimes?
I think you're thinking of Chris Hayes. Would you ever bring your toddler son onto the studio? Is that the ultimate cuck move? I mean, chicks take care of the kids, not dudes, right? Absolutely.
Some guy did that?
Theodore Cuxtable, shout out for the new dork recommending some aromatherapy. I know what it's fruity or whatever, but it really helped my stress with these lip tads. Dude, best Boston athlete, Curt Schilling, Tom Brady, or Gronk? I'd have to say Schilling.
Schilling.
Glenn A., what do you guys think of electric cars? They're nice if you can keep them in your basement and race them with these things, but they're not for grown men.
Not for the road.
Also for little kids and maybe girls. Conservatives, when they go back to high, we go chop block. Okay. All right, we'll take one more call, and then we got to wrap this thing up. Calling from a 805 area code. Who's this?
Yo, this is Rick from North Carolina. I'm a first-time caller, just a long-time native. I just love what you patriots are doing out there.
Well, thank you. You're a good American.
Yeah, I think, I'm from the South, and I'm kind of sick of all these, New York libtards coming down and trying to tell me how to run things. And
tell me
I
about
live
it.
In a swing state, Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I live in a swing state, so I know I have a big, change in what to do. So I'm kind of trying to, make my vote matter. I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson this year.
What?
Yeah, I mean, Trump talks a lot about no taxes and stuff, but I want no taxes for my FEMA camps,
Dude.
That's a quick way to end
Mr.
FEMA
Trump
camps.
Is a billionaire. He knows everything about money. So why would you ever listen to someone who is also an entrepreneurial businessman but has made far less than Donald Trump? Why would you do that?
Gary Johnson's tax policy. I mean, have you know about his tax policy?
Who cares, dude? Who do you want in your corner? the billionaire or the maybe millionaire?
Obviously, Gary Johnson, because of his tax policies, okay? You don't know anything about his tax policies?
That dude's freaking out. Friend, do I have a gift for you? You've been a dedicated, loyal, and extremely generous supporter to Mr. Trump's campaign and to our movement to make this country great again. And we want to honor your commitment by giving you a limited edition Trump black card.
Dude.
All cards matter. Make sure you activate it right now with a donation of $35, $50, or $100, and we will ship it out to you. I don't want you to be left out and not have your very own Trump black card. That's why I need you to accept this unique opportunity right now. Friend, with your support, we're going to show the biased media and crooked Hillary that we're tired of their nonstop lies. They will not get in the way of this kind of deceit. With your contribution, your card will be activated. And you can use your card to then make more donations to the Trump campaign. So for $35, $50, or $100, you will get a black card, which will make your future donating to the campaign that much easier once the card is activated. But you cannot make easy donations to the campaign until your card is activated. So activate your card now by donating to the campaign.
It's the only way we save this country.
Okay, one more IM. Then we're signing off. Jay Tingle. You were kind of weak taking apart Tom Hartman's rant. Next time, pick someone easier to drag, like Sam Cedar or Michael Brooks on the majority, a.k.a. Cuckadot Gay. You guys make me proud to live in the Jew SA. It's so obvious that dude was just going like, do you want to have some tacos?
But he wouldn't be honest the whole conversation.
No, I'm not talking about Michael Schur. I'm talking about that one dude. Because if he was going to say, he would say Jew USA, not Jew USA. So dumb.
So unfair.
All right. See you tomorrow.